Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process. To start off a busy campaign weekend, former South Carolina Representative Mark Sanford entered the running for the Republican nomination, now the third candidate to go against incumbent President Donald Trump. And then on Saturday, 19 candidates came out for the New Hampshire Democratic Convention, preparing for the first-in-the-nation primary. Two major topics were gun violence and climate change. And while former Vice President Joe Biden was in New Hampshire, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, was in Iowa. She is thought to be the only spouse to have held an additional paying job while her husband held the vice presidency. She taught English courses at Northern Virginia Community College. Miyoko Hikiji, a veteran of the Iowa National Guard, introduced Dr. Biden.
I'm with Joe. And part of the reason is because I'm with Jill. Dr. Biden's commitment to the rights of women and girls, especially in education, is deep.
And Jill is campaigning for Joe. In English teacher fashion, she asked the audience to imagine 2021 under a Biden presidency.
You turn on the television, and when they cut to the president, you don't turn off the channel. You call in your kids from the other room because you want them to hear what the president has to say.
The only candidate himself who left New Hampshire for Iowa was Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. He spent his 78th birthday at an Iowa State University tailgate. On this trip to Iowa, Sanders' focus is clearly on mobilizing young voters. After the ISU event, he headed over to the University of Iowa. Today, he's at the University of Northern Iowa. And he has a lot of support among young people. 41% of 18 to 29-year-olds that call themselves either Democrats or Democrat-leaning independents favor Sanders, according to the latest ABC News Washington Post poll. Conversely, 41% of seniors favor Biden. But historically, the 18 to 29 age group doesn't turn out to vote nearly as much as older age groups.
If your generation of people under 35 voted at the same percentage as people over 65, we could transform this country.
Sanders also said that while many people call his ideas too radical, important movements throughout history were also called too radical for their time. He talked about labor, women's suffrage, civil rights, and gay rights.
And then people look back and say, oh, wow, how absurd can you be? Of course, the women should have the right to vote, to play a role in every aspect of our society. It's common sense. Everybody believes it. But they didn't used to believe it until people forced those changes. In this really unprecedented moment in American history, I'm begging you to think big, not small.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.